What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're gonna be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
Welcome back to the All Grit Podcast. I'm your host today, Adrian, the OC. We got Plax back. We got him activated back from injury reserve. He's back with us, people. Give him a round of applause for Plax.
Long time no see, but I'm back.
Activated from IR. I love it. And we got Clay, our stat guy. And today we have a special guest, Mr. Eric Wagner, goes by E-Wags. How are we doing, Eric?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Not too bad.
You nervous? How you feeling?
A little bit. I'm nervous.
Awesome. Well, thanks for hopping on for us to just chat it up. And today we're going to talk about one of the more exciting games, I think, in Lions history. Is we are actually hosting a divisional playoff game at Ford Field. It's going to be a classic, and it's got a little history tied too. I mean, I think the last time Washington was in the playoffs, they played Detroit. Am I right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, that last time was in your guys' favor. You guys took that win. But that was back in like 91, I want to say.
And we were, I think we were the number one seed. It's really, the parallels to this is really bizarre.
I know. It's almost poetic.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is.
Man. So, well, let's jump into it. Some of our listeners to get to know you. Eric, tell us how you became a Washington fan.
Well, it did begin in that 91 season. That was my high school year.
Really?
And so, me and my kids, friends were just hanging, you know, we didn't really talk football, but we started kind of getting around, like some people were like picking teams and stuff.
Yeah.
And Lions, you know, Lions were always around, but I think it was just the NFC East, I always liked the colors, logo was, I always loved it. But then in that season was amazing because, you know, like Mark Rippon, Joe Gibbs, it kind of just evolved into a fan back in 91.
Yeah.
And so that was the fun time, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like a, it's kind of like a band. I mean, it was just me, you know, I'm like, why are you picking the rest? And that's what it was. I just loved and that season was epic. And so that's that. Yeah, I just became and I followed the team ever since then.
Yeah.
The ups and the mostly downs.
We feel you.
So that's why it's exciting. I get goosebumps right now because I'm riding that wave with, you know, because I'm still a fan. You got the whole, because I listen to all the podcasts and stuff in the DC area. So that keeps me up to date with what's happening and stuff. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's just one of those weird kind of things.
Yeah, no, I love it. I'm glad you maybe can give us some intel on what the press is saying over in DC. But yeah, we feel you, man. As Lions fans, we've been through the ringer as well. And the funny thing is, like for me, when I became a fan, it's like we didn't even have that great season. Like I just like Megatron. And even though the team was losing, but you know, all these guys, Plax and Clay, they've probably been a fan longer than I have. And they've seen some more painful, endings. I know Clay's seen a lot of them.
Yeah. Quite a bit. And I don't remember, I remember cause I was just a kid, like five when the Washington Lions playoff game happened. So I don't remember. I remember my dad being super excited about the Dallas win. And I remember watching that. I remember us like around the TV watching that game, but the Washington game, I don't remember. I just remember my dad just being like really like depressed. So I kept the happy memory and tossed out the sad memory of that year. So, but my cousin, you know, he always was a huge Lions fan, and he really we always watched the game together growing up. So a lot of downtimes, but sprinkle incitement in there, but it's good times right now. It's a lot of fun.
I know. I mean, look at us. Who would have thought? Like Washington, right. Detroit,
right?
In the divisional for the NFC, and it's been from our side. For me personally, it has been cool to just see the Commanders ascend in like a single season. You guys went from a fantastic draft, like not just Jaden Daniels, but everybody else that you guys drafted. Like from your perspective, Eric, what do you think has kind of been what's kind of led to the success this season for Washington?
Well, yeah, I don't know if you knew the ownership and all the turmoil that's going on there.
Yeah.
That was eliminated, and it took a long time for that sale to go through. But yeah, and this is what you didn't, when I was a fan back in 91, and then when it got sold in 99, I really didn't get to understand what was going on with that. But yeah. Then, yeah, it led up to that craziness. And so, yeah, once the new ownership grew, pretty sweet owner. I mean, you had Magic Johnson on this thing, man.
I know, man. Representing Michigan.
Weird stuff. Yeah, exactly. The tie-in again. But yeah. I think that getting rid of that, getting back to the general manager, having a general manager, was very on point.
Yeah.
Before, that was just a nightmare. And so they picked their coach, Dan Quinn, from Dallas, the big defense guy.
Yeah.
They needed to, their culture needed to be changed. Yeah. And their culture has definitely changed.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Detroit's culture with your Dan Quinn.
It is. I mean, on our last podcast, for those listeners, if you want to go back to our previous one, yeah. I did do a little deep dive on how the Commanders actually took a lot of our people from the front office, from the Detroit Lions, like your guys' assistant general manager, a couple of your contract finance guys, just this year started with the Commanders and, you know, took some of the stuff they learned from Detroit to instill in Washington. And it's been a great year for you guys. So how does this compare for you, E-Wags? Just like this year, you guys win a playoff game in Tampa. You got a playoff win for like the first time in 30 years, right? Since like 91 or whatever it is. How does this compare in your memory of being a fan for the Commanders now?
It's very positive. It's very, I don't know, the doink that led us to Detroit. I mean, the way it happened was just, so it's very memorable, and it's going to be, the last time was in 05 is when they beat Tampa Bay.
So was it? Okay.
More, yeah, so there's a little more weirdness with the Tampa Bay aspect of it, because we opened the season with Tampa Bay, and then we, you know, shut them down. That's a big memory for me right now. You know, it's so fresh right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk the game then. Like going into Saturday, you know, the Lions do have the NFL's most dynamic offense this year. We're not just saying it because we're fans. I mean, the numbers stand by it. What do you think the Commanders defense needs to do to slow them down?
Well, this is one of those things I have been, like I said, listening to a lot of stuff. And the defense, I mean, we're going to have a hard time holding Gibbs down. We know that.
Yeah.
It's going to be... A lot of it's going to just be, you know, when Wagner's a little ankle issue right now.
Oh, he does, Bobby Wagner?
A little bit, yeah. And then you just got that Lattimore, that cornerback.
Yeah.
Traded for him, but he's not doing the best right now. So we're
really?
Oh, yeah, he's not.
He's not hot.
Yeah, because we stuck him.
He was injured most of the season, wasn't he? He missed several games this year. So he's just kind of getting back into the swing of things the last few weeks.
He's still.
I didn't know that.
So defensively, we are not gonna. It's not gonna be very strong, and we knew we know that. But we're what are we? I say house money. Forgot house money. We got we got Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
We're heavily relying just on him.
Yeah.
Doing some magic for us.
Yeah.
Because it's the last six games, it's come down to the last minutes of those games since
since Chicago, right? Chicago kind of like
that. Well, yeah, that got us fired up and broke Chicago. I mean, ever since then they went on a bad run for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just gonna try to keep up with your offense. I think it's our game plan.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to keep the ball, but it's gonna be a fun game.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. Well, I saw some interesting. I mean, like the Buccaneers offense was like top 10 rated, like in different categories. It was a really good offense, but the Commanders seemed to be able to keep them under 30 points. You know, they won the game. What was it that you know, your guys' defense did against Tampa Bay that was able to control that offense?
I would say the biggest thing is just, that was a fumble on Baker's part. Really didn't have anything. I mean, Wagner pounced on it and got it, but they held the ball a lot. I don't know what was the fourth quarter? They had the ball for like 9 minutes. No, it was a third quarter.
That long drive.
Nine-minute drive. And so I think possession-wise, Washington was like seven possessions.
Yeah.
And then and Tampa was like seven or something like that. They didn't have any punts or any interceptions.
Yeah. So,
but defensively, I don't know. That's a good – I mean, it's a good question.
I'll ask Plax real quick because I noticed in that game, Plax, I don't know if you watched it, but the Commanders were loading the box with like 8-9 guys at times to stop the run, yet the Bucs were insisting to run the ball when they were just, you know, showing their cards that they were going to load the box. What do you do as a Lions offense? Do you try to challenge that and establish the run, or do you take what the defense gives you and throw it?
I mean, I definitely think they're going to try to establish a run just like any team. I don't think Detroit's going to be we've seen them come out in some games with some tough defensive line and kind of throw early to set up the run, which I think, you know, we could see that. I mean, that's similar to what happened when we lost to Tampa Bay, you know, week two or three.
Yeah.
They came out really putting the emphasis on the pass. But you know, we got Montgomery back. I think they'll give him a shot.
Yeah.
I don't think they're like Washington has a good defense. They're opportunistic, I would say. A lot of turnovers. And I think that was their best attribute in the game against Tampa last week. They had a couple turnovers deep. And they were able to capitalize that, get points. And like you said, kind of just hold the ball and keep it out of Tampa Bay's hands. And I think that's going to be the game plan for both teams Saturday. But, you know, we had a spectacular defensive performance against Minnesota last time out. Can't really honestly expect that to go the same way. We're still a banged-up defense. You know, Washington doesn't have a very good run defense. So I think it's going to be kind of a field position or at least just a game of keep away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Washington, they can score quick. Daniels, dynamic runner as well. I think that's – and that we've historically not done super well against running quarterbacks. So I think that's going to be a big focus on our part on defense.
Yeah.
We've played a few guys this year. We had to worry about their legs, and they usually have a spy. But, yeah, I mean, it's really – easily to think that the Lions are going to kind of just blow them out, but I don't see it. I mean, Washington's here for a reason. They won 12 games.
Yep.
It's a pretty evenly matched game, honestly. I'm looking forward to it. It could be, you know, it could be a real shootout.
Yeah.
Fourth down frenzy for both coaches, man. So.
Right. I like that too.
I mean,
Washington's one of the really only other teams they're not scared to go for it on fourth down. They got a gutsy coach. You know, we can definitely respect that.
Yeah. Now, I hadn't really watched a Washington game until they played the Bucks here in the playoffs, so I was unaware that they were also playing the same game we do with going it for fourth down. Has that been throughout the whole season, Eric, or is like at some point did you guys start doing that a little more? Or
yeah, it's been majority of the season has been like that. We've just been that's what it's so weird. It's like we're just taking you know because you guys start. When did you guys get Dan Campbell?
We got him 2021, I believe.
21? Okay. Yeah. So it's like, it's so similar in that sense. Yeah. It's just we got this quarterback that we're able to do with this one. We got Cliff Kingsbury as an offensive coordinator. Yeah, which that role for him, I think, is really good because he's in Arizona, I think he didn't have the right quarterback.
Yeah.
And they got, you know, weird stuff, but so yeah. Anyways, yeah, fourth down, fourth and inches, fourth and four. I think we did a fourth and 11 against.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's another interesting thing. Yeah, Dallas, we got a good second quarterback. Mariota did good for us. Yeah. Got us the Dallas game and the Carolina game. This year.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I had no idea.
They kind of bring him in on fourth downs too, which is kind of cool. They change him up. They'll run Mariota out there for a.
It's very similar the way that Jaden runs. So they're really evenly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I will admit it's going to be kind of weird from our side seeing another team be as aggressive as we are on fourth downs. Mm-hmm. Like to be on the receiving end of fourth downs, like I expect Washington to be this game is going to be uncomfortable for us.
Yes.
It makes teams uncomfortable, and that's why it's such an advantage to do it.
Yep. You're going to have that place filled up, though.
Oh, dude. It's going to be rocking.
Man, it's going to be so loud.
Yeah. I think standing room is sold out. It's just I think people are just going to show up to tailgate outside. It's going to be loud. I did see like on social media, they were the Commanders, they were practicing with like loudspeakers and trying to make some noise to simulate what they might see at Ford Field. Yeah. So we obviously know Jaden Daniels is like a superstar. I think after just like his first five games, we all saw the eye test that he's going to be great. But outside of Daniels on the team, like, who would be maybe another X factor that you think would be, you know, crucial or important for them to have a big game?
Well, we'd like to see our running game get back to Brian Robinson was the running back. I mean, he still is, but he kind of hit the wall a little bit in game. It was the Dallas game. And so, a running game. But Terry McLaurin, I mean, we've got a good receiver, a good heart. Yeah. He's been with the team since 19. Yeah. So he's been through all the weird, you know, the crazy stuff. And he's a good leader. And the new coach kept him. I mean, they got rid of a lot of their stuff when the new coach came in. He's like, all of our number one picks were gone.
Mm-hmm. They call him Scary Terry for a reason. So
yeah, Scary Terry, yeah. So
we don't like Buckeyes, though. He's a Buckeye.
We do have that Sanders still. We picked up him on the draft.
Mikey. Yeah. And, that was a good pickup. I was kind of mad when you guys drafted him.
He's our cornerback. He's good. We like him. And then we got Ertz. We got, gave him a little boost because I didn't know he was sitting for a while somewhere because he went from. Was it Cardinals after Cardinals? Because he started with the Eagles, but then he went to
the Cardinals. He was on the Lions roster for like 2 weeks last year.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah he was. And he was getting ready because if we would have beat San Francisco, he was then going to be ready to go for the Super Bowl. Yes.
Okay.
But we lost that game, so he never got to play. But we had him ready to go, man. That's a great bet. Man. Yeah, he's the kind of guy you want on your roster.
Yeah, like a team leader, team builder,
Yeah, definitely. So when it comes to looking at the roster, Eric, like you look at Washington, who's one player from the Lions you wish you had that would make your team even better? Maybe you see a weakness on the Commanders that's a strength that you would take from our team.
Yeah, we'd like to see Gibbs.
Yeah.
To have that. He's for a rookie. You know, he's a rookie. Was he a rookie last year?
Yeah, so it's a sophomore year. Second year.
So he's a solid player. Love to have him. And we'd like to have Hutchinson.
Yeah.
But
we would like this too.
I know. Yeah. But you know, your defensive is very strong. You know, I forget who your corner is too. You got a good corner over there. You got is everybody healthy or most or no? Who did you guys just get back? Was it a running back?
Yeah, Montgomery.
Anzalone just came back.
Anzalone, yep, our linebacker with the hair, Thor. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him back, and he was a difference maker against Minnesota. So we are kind of a little bit on the uptrend on our defensive side. We lost a lot of players, but some of them are coming back.
Yeah. Your O-line. I like your O-line a lot, too.
Yeah. We do have a great O-line.
Yeah. Reminds me of the Hogs.
Yeah. So if we reverse that, Plex, who would you pick up from the Commanders?
Who would I pick up? Wait a second. What?
You asked me.
Yeah, I'm asking Plex who he would take from your team. Yeah. Maybe for this game.
I like McLaurin. I mean, we got a solid wide receiver room. But he's made some unbelievable plays this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know he's a Buckeye, which is unfortunate, but he's been an absolute beast. And I like Bobby Wagner. I mean, that dude's everywhere. I think he plays really hard, so
yeah.
I'd probably go Wagner at linebacker spot, especially how thin we are there right now.
Yeah. What about you, Clay?
That's what I was leaning towards, is Wagner, especially after he was just on that fumble so quick. When Baker fumbled it, and just his eyes are just always where they need to be at all times, and he's just always been a stud.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely has. I don't know. It'd be nice to have Mikey. I really like Saner still, just because I feel like he fills a spot of need right now, like today. But, yeah, those guys are good too. So, Eric, which positional group on the Commanders – do you think has the biggest advantage over the Lions on Saturday? Like, is it the D-line, that you guys have? You guys have some good D-line players, but we do have a good O-line. Like, which positional group has an advantage on Saturday?
That's a tough one. Yeah, I mean, we got Josh Allen and D-Payne.
Yeah.
Do you see his dislocated thumb, his finger was dislocated, is jacked up badly. So
that's good for us.
But he's got a club. He's gonna have a club. Okay. So I don't know what he's gonna do there. But so those two, and because Allen was out for a long time, this almost ten games, I think he was out for Jonathan Allen. Yeah. So I can't really say we got anybody that's we're house money, I think. I think it's just
Is that the sentiment right now from all the press in D.C. that you're listening to?
It kind of is. I mean, they're making calls. They're saying just offense. Washington's going to score and Detroit's going to score. That's what they expect.
Yeah.
And so – but then there's the angle of Detroit and the history and how they want – you guys want this so bad.
Yeah,
you know, you guys want this.
I know.
And I'm kind of that's why it's kind of weird for me doing it. It's because my friends. I mean, I'm gonna be watching the game in my room all by myself because I'm not
for anything. Because you're ever in Grand Haven, right? So just by yourself, like amongst Lions territory.
There's nobody else in Washington fan. and I don't want. Yeah, I don't want to be this part. It happened so fastly that I didn't expect this to happen.
I really didn't.
It's really shocking to me. So I guess that's where I'm just like, it's tough.
I mean, you never know with playoffs. It's like the season starts over and it's like one game at a time, any given Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were house money last year against Tampa. So, I mean, that was house money, man. It's a different, yeah. It's a mentality, you know? So anything, can, it's like you said, yeah. Playoff football, new season.
Yeah.
New season. It's literally like a mirror, like Washington's literally having like the exact same season as we did last year. It's probably even more exciting. I mean, we finished the year prior on a hot run, so we knew we were trending upwards.
That's right.
I was hearing things over the summer that Washington could be a solid team. I mean, I didn't know enough about it to really know if that was true or not. And obviously, especially with a rookie quarterback, you just don't know. And I remember when they named Daniels the starter, which nowadays in the NFL, like any first-round quarterback, they force them to start year one. And it's like 90% of the time, it just does not go well. And he's been outstanding the whole year. So for them to win 12 games, you know, they win a game in the playoff, I feel like it's the same as us last year. I mean, it's like, holy crap, we made it. Mm-hmm. Now let's just see what else we can do. I mean, we had to go on the road last year, San Francisco, and you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
How'd you guys feel when we beat the Eagles? That helped you guys, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, I was super happy.
Dude. Yeah, I was.
Because, like, I knew that we were going to play Minnesota the last game and we could beat them. So it was just like, we needed that one game for Philly to lose so that we could just have that clear path to the one seed.
Yeah.
So I will thank you guys for that. That was a nice song.
Yeah, I don't like the Eagles, you know.
So we do have a live recording, Eric, of some of your fellow fans from the Commanders right after they beat Tampa Bay. This was their reaction.
We want the truck. We want the truck. We want the truck. We want the truck. We want the truck.
So I gotta ask, was that the high of the game, or do you guys really want Detroit?
we're trying to imitate when we want Dallas chance back in the 80s, 90s. Yeah, I don't, you know,
they were excited.
They're on a high. We lost a lot of fans during the bad years of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because that owner he did some stupid things. He just, you know, the investment you got to do this stuff, it costs money. It's like, if you have an owner that's just taking your money and not giving you any results, it's dirty pool. So we lost a lot of fans. And so I think, I don't know what's going on. I think they're just so excited. They're all over the place with that. That was after the Tampa game?
Yeah. Yeah. There was like a live video of those guys celebrating in Tampa Bay. Yeah. They started chanting that.
I don't like that. It gives you guys fuel. We were just happy, like I said, since 05 since we won a playoff game.
Yeah.
18 years.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was us last year. I mean, like, when we won that first playoff game versus LA, dude, we were like on cloud nine. Like,
it was 30 years for us, right?
Yeah. We thought it was impossible for us to win a playoff game.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, for us young guys, we had never witnessed live of our team actually winning a playoff game. So, sure. Yeah. So, regardless of what happens on Sunday, let's just say you guys win, Eric.
Okay.
Who do you want to see in the championship game? Do you want to see your beloved Eagles?
I kind of do.
The Rams?
I do, but I don't. I mean, I would like to beat them another time.
Yeah,
or for that you know, Washington to do that, just to see what happens, because just for the sentimental, just for everything, to beat him or St. Louis, right? Yeah, I think the Eagles. Yeah, I definitely like to face the Eagles for the NFC Championship.
Well, division rivalry, that would be a sweet game.
How about you guys?
I think, dude, I think we're gonna end up playing the Rams again. Like, it just seems like it's like a movie and it just like keeps coming back.
Yep.
You know, Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, and they looked pretty good against Minnesota on Monday, and the Eagles were a little shaky. So I feel like Rams got momentum, and it's just going to end up us two, winner goes to Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's who you guys played last time, was the Rams?
Last year for our wild card game, yes, it was the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we started. Then we played the Rams at the start of this year.
Yep.
You faced Stafford a few times.
Yeah.
The memories of that. Okay. Yeah, yep. That's right. Yeah.
And all of them have been in Detroit at home.
Okay.
It's just like, again, it's just, it feels like a movie over and over. Yep. Crazy.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome.
All right, man. Well, what's your score prediction here? We'll finish up with some score predictions. What are you predicting final score on Saturday night?
Well, I got to pick us as winning. Washington 34, Lions 30.
Oh, okay. Close on that. 34-30. All right.
Like I said, we've been winning. Last six games have been down to like 3 points or less.
Yeah.
If we can have the ball last.
I do feel scared that if we keep it close and it's just like a 3-point game at the end or something and Jaden has the ball, he'll take the field. Like, he'll go down the field.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's got that spark in him.
He's got calmness.
I don't think it'll get to that, though.
Okay.
A score prediction, I'm thinking like 38-21.
Oh, I'll take that.
38-21. Clay, what do you feel?
I'm still at 31-17.
All right.
Hey, so, that's I'll take... Oh, no, 38-17 with Plex. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Nice. Well, E-Wags, it's been a pleasure talking to you today, man.
Thanks a lot for letting me come in.
Thanks for chatting some football with us.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little lonely as a Commanders fan in Michigan. It's good to talk football with you, man.
Yeah.
But no,
the Lions fans,
all Commanders, we're all stoked, dude. We're all stoked for this game, regardless. It's playoff football. We don't get it often from both sides, both these teams. So it'll be a fun one to watch. All right. Well, thank you for everyone that's listening in through YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. Holla at us. Have fun at the game. Share the podcast with a friend. We're the All Grit Podcast.